They were huge. I mean, huge. They were the Beatles. They were the architects of the kind of six-part singing that we all love today. And they were funny.
One of their trademark tricks was to imitate the sounds of musical instruments. And they, one of their signature pieces was singing the overture to The Barber of Seville.
Very complicated.
Which they would open their show with the lights out. And slowly the lights would come on and you would realize it was six guys replicating the entire Rossini orchestration. It's brilliant. So when I found that, I said to Barry, can we write one of these? And he kind of looked at me like I'm nuts. And we wrote a piece called Hungarian Rhapsody No. 20. Lists Hungarian Rhapsody No. 20. Many members of your audience, I'm sure, know he only wrote 19 Hungarian Rhapsodies. So we've added one. Yeah.
And we had never heard of these people. We know a lot about pop music. How did we never hear about these people? We kept saying to each other. Well, that's the story of the play, why we've never heard of them.
And it's all to do with something that was called Paragraph 10.
Right, in the Nuremberg Laws. Without giving too much away, they were exempted from Paragraph 10. The Nazis thought that this group would be useful. Who could be afraid of a Germany that was represented by such a magnificent bunch of singers from diverse backgrounds? But then they realized they were being used.
You know, I feel like it's a duty for me to introduce these people to our audiences of today. They should know about these guys. And as a Jew, I think it's, you know, always important to remind people of what happened. And it's not a Holocaust musical, so nobody should get nervous about that. Mm-hmm. This is a very entertaining, because they were very entertaining. It's their story, but it's
the approaching storm.
Yeah.
If we could listen to a song from Harmony, this is a recording of the cast in rehearsal this past week.
Oh.
The song is called Stars in the Night. Could you sort of set this up for us?
Yes. The Stars in the Night, the song, we hear it when it's just a melody, and then we hear it, we see it being created, and then it turns out to be the song they sing at the final performance of the group.
Look, look at the stars, how brilliant they are, how can they be shining now, when hope seems so far?
Look, look how they shine, these cruelest of stars.
There's a lot going on there, both musically and a lot of storytelling.
There is. The song is a obvious metaphor for the group itself. They were stars in the night. And the final oompah that you hear when they do that little calliope thing at the end, that is, in fact, their signature. That's how they begin their act. So we actually go back to the beginning, which is the way the whole show started.
Boom, 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 boom.
The musical is not without a message. What do you think that is?
I do believe that what this piece is about, more than anything, is the human quest for harmony. Here we have a Bulgarian singing waiter, Italian opera singer, a German doctor, a musical prodigy, a brothel pianist, and a rabbi, a Polish rabbi. Coming together, you couldn't find six more diverse human beings. And they found not only musical harmony, but they found spiritual harmony with each other.